Once a week, first and second graders at Tower Rock Elementary School in Sauk County enter a classroom that has no walls.
25 students, accompanied by three teachers, spend the day in their outdoor classroom tucked into nearby woods with a soaring sculpted bluff called Tower Rock in the school's backdrop.
Regardless of the weather, students follow a science and social studies-based curriculum on topics like insects, space, and practical lessons like how to dress smartly for the cold.
Nature-based education and outdoor classrooms are expanding in Wisconsin and around the country. The concept of teaching outdoors got a boost in the pandemic, but now, according to Natural Start Alliance, there are more than 1,000 nature classroom programs in preschools alone nationwide. That's up from just a few dozen a decade ago.
Prairie du Sac is home to one of these elementary schools. It's a community on the banks of the Wisconsin River, about 25 miles northwest of Madison.
Producer Mackenzie Crummy and I paid a visit to this public school to walk in the kids' footsteps outdoors.
You guys want to take us
now? I want to
get on the spaceship, Matthias.
Let's go to Saturn.
Ooh, should we go to Saturn and look at the rings? Okay.
A group of first graders at Tower Rock Elementary School are preparing to blast off to Saturn.
I'm ready?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
blast off! Oh my gosh! Do you feel the gravity force pushing on you?
The students are in an outdoor learning program. In small groups, they ride an imaginary rocket ship to the different planets, learning about their composition and place in the solar system.
We can't land on Saturn because it's made out of...
Yeah.
Gas.
We gotta go to Earth.
Oh, hold on. Do you think we could fly around Saturn?
Yeah.
What might we see as we're flying around Saturn?
It's brown.
Oh, what might we see, Matthias?
Rings.
The rings. Do you remember what the rings are made out of?
The school only cancels the outdoor program when the wind chill factor plummets below zero. In all the elements, the students remain outdoors. But this isn't recess or free play. Every outdoor learning day is guided by a curriculum. And on this day, the students are learning how to build a solar system with Angus Mossman.
What can we say to help us remember the order of the planets?
My energetic mother.
My very energetic mother just served us nachos. Okay, what's the
Wisconsin has 421 public school districts. And according to the Department of Public Instruction, there are at least 17 schools that have a dedicated outdoor learning day. Tower Rock, which launched its program in 2021, is one of a handful of public, non-charter schools in Wisconsin with this learning model.
Tower Rock Elementary School is named after a giant sandstone outcrop bluff that's left over from 500 million years ago when this was all an ocean.
That is Angus Mossman, a teaching assistant and outdoor program coordinator at the school.
Sometimes we take kids up to the top of the rock and we call it the ancient beach because this used to be underwater, and we talk about how 500 million years ago, if we'd been up on top there, everything in the school would have been underwater and we'd be seeing all these crazy sea creatures would be inside of our school.
Three teachers work together to make the outdoor classroom a reality. They pitched the idea to the district, built a curriculum, and found local and statewide funding to help sustain the new learning model. Joanna Sorg has taught in the district for 15 years. She says an early connection to nature could help the children become good stewards of the environment for life and promote a healthy community for future generations.
So we try to instill that appreciation in them, but I think being able to visit all of these places really does help with that. It's more than sitting in a classroom and saying, well, we live in a beautiful area, you should protect everything. We go out there and we're like, look at all of this. You want this to be here for your family someday. You want to continue and enjoy this. So, you know, we need to work to take care of it. And I think that being there makes a huge difference in that.
Students at Tower Rock are learning about the environment right under their feet. They helped to restore a native prairie and learned about the federally endangered rusty patch bumblebee, which is rare but can be found in Wisconsin. Here's outdoor coordinator Mossman again.
It's one thing to look at bees in the classroom or teach about different kinds of bees and why pollinators are important. It's another thing to go out and overcome your own fear of bees and get next to them and catch them in containers and look at them and learn that, oh, male bees can't even sting you and I can actually hold this bee if I know what I'm doing. And that, oh, like now I'm developing a relationship with these, and now rather than in school learning, oh yeah, these are important, and go outside and go, ah, I don't like bees. even though I know they're important, you say, oh, they're important, and like this is something I care about, and I want to continue to care about and continue to exist.
Inside the school's sun-drenched open areas, there's plenty of outdoor clothing for any type of day.
Welcome to our gear.
And even a long row of rubber boots that is organized by size, thanks to Sorg.
So it's all stacked up on top of the cubbies where the kids store their own personal gear, and there's labeled things like
hats and socks. Mittens.
Sweatshirts. First aid. Extra clothes for wet and muddy kids. Water bottles.
Now we duck into a classroom to learn more about how this program works. I talk with Sorg and co-teacher Dylan Edwards.
My kids went to Montessori when they were little, and I like feel like hearing Maria Montessori in my head, like when kids are out in nature, they learn their strengths. And I'm just wondering, like, what attributes do you think that they pick up when they are in the outdoors that they just can't get in a climate-controlled classroom?
So just the perseverance that it develops in kids and working through challenging situations, like you're out on a field trip and your gloves are wet and your hands are cold, what are you going to do, right? And like working through that and problem solving and figuring out that you have to cross a stream and there's, you know, there's not a bridge. What are you going to do? How are you going to get across? You're going to have to step on those rocks. I also think it brings out really unique strengths in kids that help them with their peers. So we always have that student who struggles in the classroom academically, like academics are just challenging for them, but then they get outside and they shine, right? And they're seen as like this real leader. I can still remember one of the first groups that we had go through this program. We had a student who academics were challenging in the classroom for him, but when we went outside, there was one particular day where we were building snow sculptures and we were packing snow in buckets and like trying to make big snow forts and sculptures with it. And he had developed this way of packing the bucket and doing it just right so that when he flipped his over and took it off, it was like this perfect thing. And all of a sudden, everyone started noticing that he was the one who knew how to do this. And so everyone was like, oh, we need to try his way. And how are you doing that? And they were like, everyone was asking him. And you could just see that self-confidence and that look on his face and just what that did for him as an individual and, you know, just the power that it gave him among his peers to be able to have that opportunity to shine and have that moment where he didn't get a lot of those moments in the classroom during the day. So I think that's one of the big pieces is just helping kids find those greatnesses that might not otherwise be recognized.
I think another thing, too, that I like about it is there's so much of this stuff that we do that like takes all day or takes a long time when there's so many things now with technology and screens where it's fast, 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 really short videos and things like that where it's on to the next. And this takes a long time to do some of these things, and it takes teamwork to do a lot of these things that we're doing. And so kids have to slow down and understand like some things aren't going to be done in 5 minutes or in 5 hours or even days and weeks. This might be something that we do all year. And so I think for them to slow down and think you can still do stuff and have fun even though it's not done really quickly and on to the next thing. So the teamwork and the patience and all of those kind of things I think are super important, and they get those throughout our days too.
There may not be instant gratification oftentimes because they are so used to that on their screens and in daily life of getting that hit of, you know, instant gratification.
Exactly.
Yeah. What about students with special needs or neurodivergent students? What impact does this have on them?
So we last year had three nonverbal students between our two classrooms, and they participated fully in outdoor learning. One of the students had outdoor learning written into his IEP for third grade as well because it was something that was so powerful for him, and he really found good regulation in being outdoors and just enjoying and observing and all of that. So I think that last year was our first kind of real experience with having some of those challenges, and we found a lot of success with it. Our special ed teacher was so supportive in making sure that everything that we were doing was accessible to those students, and we worked really well as a team just making sure that we put, you know, supports in place to make sure that they could be successful. We definitely, you know, had a few more adults join us on some of those field trips and things too, and couldn't have done it without them. But having that student that is still coming and joining us on field trips speaks a lot about what it did for him.
And I think we had another student last year that was also nonverbal, and when she started with us, just walking around the back hill, and granted, it is a steep hill, but she would need assistance to go up or want to be carried up. And by the end of second grade, she's with everybody. Like, she got so much stronger, and I think just like a lot more confident in herself and in her abilities, just in her own body. That was like a day and night difference between when she started with us to when she ended. And it was really incredible. And I think another cool thing too with those students is seeing how the other students that we have in class would really kind of rally around them and help them too if they need it. And so I think it was great on both ends for all the students involved to again work together, and for those kids to be seen as like not limited. They can do all the same stuff. And I think with having the teachers that believe in that, and then the students believe it too, and it was, I think, really powerful for those kids and for everyone involved.
I will. I'll sit right there. I'm going to head into the tiki.
Here I come.
Welcome. It's a tiki. Oh, it's so cozy.
What's your name?
Paisley.
You want to move in?
Paisley?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that name. It's so pretty. My name is Kate. What's your name?
My name is Isla.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, first graders.
Hey, what?
One of our last outdoor excursions for the day is storytelling inside a teepee that the second graders made with branches cut down and hauled over from a nearby property, with permission, of course.
When Fish said, "Ah, what are you doing, bear? Help, help, bear's trying to eat me." No, bear got started.
This story is a Native American legend about how the night sky came to be.
But he still wanted them to know a lesson, and so he decided he would take the blanket off of the earth for part of the day, but to remind the animals to be peaceful and to work together, he would put it back on for half of the day. And that is how the night sky and the stars that we see came to be.
An outdoor program like this is unique, and it requires a reliable funding stream. The teachers say it takes additional work to keep the program going. Each year, they apply for about $5,000 of local and state grants. They believe any school in any setting can make place-based learning a reality.
Whoa, what is all that? Tell me.
So you have Uranus, Earth, Mars, asteroids, sun, Venus, rocket, and Jupiter.
Well done.
What page are you on?
Now, some fifth graders have their younger siblings going through the outdoor learning program, including Brooks.
Because, like, now my brother's in that grade, I can help him out with stuff. Like, if he asks me questions when he gets home sometimes, like, we did this today, but, like, I didn't quite understand it, you know? So I get to answer those questions, and like other kids that know that I did it, they ask me questions too sometimes that I get to answer, which feels good.
I bet it's fun seeing your brother go through it and be like, yeah, I remember doing that.
My sister's in first grade actually, so she's getting to do it with my mom this year as well.
And the outdoor learning is starting to become part of the fabric of attending Tower Rock. Yeah. And the teachers are in the process of creating an endowment to have permanent funding for Tower Rock's outdoor program. Here's Mossman again.
I want kids to realize that this is a special place, and if people care about it, it will stay a special place. And if people don't care about it, it might not stay a special place. And so I think 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds have it in their hearts to learn that, and that it stays with them for a long time. And I hope that someday in 50 years I'm out hiking around and there's people around here doing things to help other people realize that this is a special place.
So beautiful. Do you think your school is beautiful?
Definitely. That's 100% yes. Not a 99.9, 100. Maybe even 1,000%.
And thanks to Mackenzie Crummy for production work, Sarah Hopeful for sound design, and Angela Major for photos. Let's go out on lessons from outdoor learners. Here's fifth grader Bentley and then third grader Nash.
don't give up just because your legs start hurting, because if you give up and take a break, it might not even make it better.
And if it's over your shoulders, that isn't a good walking stick because it means you can't handle it.
And here's fifth grader Tenley and third grader Elliot.
When I first started outdoor learning, I was very scared of like spiders and like insects. And by the time I was done with outdoor learning in second grade, I wasn't afraid of them and I actually wanted to help them and not have other people squish them.
I started out like, oh no, it's so gross, yuck, I stepped in mud. And then like as I grew up, I'm like, yay, I can explore this. I can see how much percentage dirt this is and how much water.